The moment I look up and see Olivia walk into my classroom, I mistakenly think she somehow tracked me down and is here to surprise me. A ridiculous thought, I know. Then common sense kicks in, and I realize that this isn't some cute thing she's doing. She's walking into my classroom because she's a student enrolled in my class. "Good morning," I say to her, trying to speak the words exactly the same way I've said them to every other student who's walked in. In reality, though, my heart's racing at the sight of her. I thought she was pretty last night in the bar, but in the soberness of day, she's drop-dead gorgeous. I know I shouldn't think that. I really, really shouldn't think that. But it's impossible not to.
"Morning,"
she replies, stunned. And we don't say anything more than that. As the last of the students trickle in, there are 3 minutes left until class starts. I replay the previous night in my head. I left the bar last night feeling great. But now, suddenly, she's not just some sweet girl I met in a bar. How the hell didn't the fact that she's a student come up? Well, I guess we weren't talking for that long. She didn't look like a student. Especially not when sitting in a bar. I glance up into the tiered rows of seating in front of me. Olivia is up in the back row of seats, sitting on the outside of the row, not too far from the exit at the back of the classroom. There could be no clearer sign that she doesn't want to be here. And I don't blame her. This is embarrassing for both of us. It could be worse, though. We could have slept together. Imagine how mortified we'd both be right now if we'd done that. The fleeting thought of having sex with Olivia stirs something in me, and I immediately force it away. Fuck. This is not good. This is really, really not good.